A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the court officers had brought the apostles in and made them stand before the Sanhedrin, the high priest questioned them, "We gave you strict orders, did we not, to stop teaching in that name? Yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and want to bring this man's blood upon us." But Peter and the apostles said in reply, "We must obey God rather than men. The God of our ancestors raised Jesus, though you had him killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior, to grant Israel repentance and forgiveness of sins. We are witnesses of these things, as is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." When they heard this, they became infuriated and wanted to put them to death. Verbum Domini. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. Oh, bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be ever in my mouth. Taste and see how good the Lord is. Blessed a man who takes refuge in him. The Lord confronts the evildoers to destroy remembrance of them from the earth. When the just cry out, the Lord hears them, and from all their distress, he rescues them. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and those who are crushed in spirit he saves. Many are the troubles of the just man, but out of them all the Lord delivers him.
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritum tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Ioannem.
Gloria tibi, Domine.
The one who comes from above is above all. The one who is of the earth is earthly and speaks of earthly things. But the one who comes from heaven is above all. He testifies to what he has seen and heard, but no one accepts his testimony. Whoever does accept his testimony certifies that God is trustworthy. For the one whom God sent speaks the words of God. He does not ration his gift of the Spirit. The Father loves the Son and has given everything over to him. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever disobeys the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God remains upon him.
Verbum Domini.
We must obey God rather than men. Now, reading from the Acts of the Apostles today, Peter and the apostles are brought before the high priest and the Sanhedrin. And this is how the apostles respond to the Sanhedrin's charge. The high priest had said, in speaking for the council of the Sanhedrin, "We gave you strict orders, did we not, to stop teaching in that name? Yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and want to bring this man's blood upon us. We're told Peter and the others boldly responded, we must obey God rather than men. They had been witnesses of the life, the death, and the resurrection of Christ. And they had been given a mandate by the Lord before he had ascended into heaven to make disciples of all nations, to baptize them and to teach them and to teach them to observe all that Christ had given to them, all that he had commanded them. And we know from the Gospels that the apostles were initially afraid. They even locked themselves up out of fear for being persecuted. But Christ told them before he ascended into heaven, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. And we see that power, we see that boldness after Pentecost. And that's what's happening in our reading today. This is after the Holy Spirit came down upon them. And again, Peter speaks up boldly with the apostles saying that they must obey God rather than men. And it's interesting that in this conversation, that in this back and forth dialogue, that the Sanhedrin, the high priest, they don't even mention the holy name of Jesus. They just say, we've told you, did we not, not to speak in that name. They despise the Lord. They couldn't even say his name. Earlier in chapter 3 of the Acts of the Apostles, a crippled man had been healed, and this is the one who at first came to Peter and John and asked for alms. This is when Peter said to him, I have no silver and gold, but I give to you what I have. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise and walk. And it was just a few verses after this, because naturally that public miracle in front of many people drew many crowds. There was astonishment and many people started gathering. And this is when Peter said to them, he didn't hesitate. He said, why do you stare at us as though by our own power or piety we had made him walk? And he'd go on to say that it's his name, by faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. And the faith which is through Jesus has given the man this perfect health in the presence of you all. All this to say again that the high priest and the Sanhedrin, they were aware that amazing things were happening and that there was power in this holy name. And so they want to make to order the apostles to stop teaching, stop spreading that name. They knew God was doing powerful things and they had hardened their hearts against it. But we're also reminded through the apostles' response today, again, that God is to be obeyed first and foremost in all things. Again, the risen Lord had told them to preach the gospel to all nations. So what do we get from this? We know that in our own situation, whenever there are human laws that contradict God's laws or commands, we likewise must obey God rather than men. We seek to be good citizens, but we cannot follow laws that are contrary to the teachings of the gospel, that are contrary to the teachings of Christ. I'm reminded of St. Thomas More's statement before his martyrdom. He said, I die the king's good servant and God's first, right? God is always first. And so the words from the apostles that we hear today are an encouragement when we might be pressured to violate our conscience by particular human laws or commands. We must obey God rather than men. And the sixth chapter of the Book of Wisdom begins with some instruction and a reminder, and this is specifically to kings and those in authority or any who have positions of authority. And it says, listen therefore, O kings, and understand. Learn, O judges of the ends of the earth. Give ear, you that rule over multitudes and boast of many nations. For your dominion was given you from the Lord, and your sovereignty from the Most High, who will search out your works and inquire into your plans. So all authority, first and foremost, comes from God. That's why those in authority must not contradict the laws of God. They're given that authority first and foremost by God himself. And the ultimate purpose of being in a position of authority is to serve those who are under your care, and not in violation of the laws of God or the moral order. And we know that the apostles and the saints and martyrs throughout the church's history have suffered greatly for their fidelity to Christ and to his commandments, especially when that was in when the local authorities, when they contradicted the law of the gospel. And we're reminded of this truth as well in today's responsorial psalm, which is from Psalm 34. It says, "Many are the troubles of the just man, but out of them all the Lord delivers him." So St. Paul would say in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 14, verse 22, and in his second letter to Timothy, he'd remind us that it's through many tribulations that we must enter the kingdom of God. And all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. It's going to happen. It's not if it happens or it might happen. It will happen if we're faithful to Christ. And similarly, in the book of Sirach, chapter 2, verse 1, we hear, "My son, if you come forward to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for testing." Right? We will experience trial and temptation and testing. God tells us in his inspired word. And yet again, we're encouraged by the Lord's presence through it all, as again we hear in today's responsorial psalm, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and those who are crushed in spirit he saves. Many are the trials of the just man, but out of them all the Lord delivers him." We see this again, as I mentioned, in all the saints, particularly in the martyrs. Of course, all the apostles, minus St. John, were martyred, were killed for their fidelity to Christ. St. John himself did suffer much for the sake of Christ. But the saint whose memorial we celebrate today, St. Stanislaus, also was martyred for his fidelity to Christ. He was the bishop of Krakow in Poland in the second half of the 11th century. And he certainly endured suffering and trials for his fidelity to the Lord. And he took his responsibility as a bishop, as a shepherd of souls, he took that very seriously. The king of Poland at the time, Boleslaus II, was living a corrupt and very immoral life. And Bishop Stanislaus not only cared about the welfare of the king's soul, but also the effect that his scandalous behavior had on all those people that were under his authority. Stanislaus did all that he could to try to lead the king to repentance, to conversion, but that was going nowhere. He even went to the point of excommunicating him. He warned him, "This is harming your soul." And so he did get to the point of being excommunicated. But the king again hardened his heart, and he allowed his heart to be filled with rage, with wrath, and he ordered some of his soldiers to go and to kill Bishop Stanislaus in the midst of him saying Mass. And the soldiers, in one account, said the soldiers went in and they were full of fear because there was a light, a supernatural light around St. Stanislaus. And so they returned to the king, they reported this, and he, out of rage, went in and killed him himself with his own sword. But St. Stanislaus laid down his life ultimately for Christ, to be faithful to Christ. And it wasn't to lord it over the king, it wasn't some power struggle, but he was authentically concerned for the state of his soul and the souls of all the people that would be affected by his scandalous behavior. So like St. John the Baptist, St. Stanislaus, he had the courage, the fortitude to speak up, as uncomfortable as that was. Right? Similar to our reading from the Acts of the Apostles, there probably was a temptation for him to be silent, just as the Sanhedrin told the apostles, "Be silent, stop teaching in that name." Stanislaus spoke up, and it cost him his life ultimately, but now he's enjoying eternal life with God, and his example to this day inspires us. So we ask the intercession today of St. Stanislaus that we might be filled with that same courage, that same fortitude and charity that strengthened him to be faithful, even when he was severely tested. Yet he always kept his eyes on Christ and on heaven in the midst of it.